women can have more masculine energy when it's just they're women who have these traits. It doesn't necessarily mean it's masculine energy. Like, it's still putting people in a binary and associating femininity with this. Like, it's very decisive in that.
Yeah. That they're boxed in traits with gender, but gender shouldn't be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and then just kind of throwing it away with the word energy. It's not really tied to gender, but it still is, which bothers me.
Yeah, like, that's something that I feel we should move away from, even though mm-hmm. I have to mention that there may be a little bit of biology behind feminine and masculine mm-hmm. traits. Not fully, for sure. I'd say that these are more of a social construct than as much that biology would take over, but because back in the Stone Age, I've got to bring it back to the Stone Age. The men, I think we all know that the men were probably out hunting and they were out trying to protect the family and things like that. And these traits were more associated with dominance and being assertive and making decisions, while the woman would usually stay inside, take care of the kids. And this has been going around for centuries and centuries that we can't just stop now. Yeah, I don't know how to further go about that, but a little mm-hmm. more research into that.
And it is relative as well to different cultures and those different gender roles in those cultures. And it's not like strictly men have been hunting and women have been mm-hmm. childbearing. And, well, I mean, yeah, childbearing, but I mean more like caring.
I mean, I haven't seen a man give birth yet, so.
Yeah, like caring for children. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with this, but yeah, I'm just trying to say that gender roles are still like evolving and changing.
But there's also the point that is this really bad? Do you believe that gender socialization is bad and that should we shame women who want to be feminine and men who want to be masculine?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because personally, I find that sometimes when I'm thinking about just other girls, or if I see someone on social media and it's a girl who's very feminine, she likes getting her nails done, things like that, I'm like, oh, well, she's just shallow and she just wants to look good and things like that, and she's not out trying to study hard in school and things like that. But is that really bad that a woman would like to be feminine and do these things that enjoy, that make her happy? And It's tricky. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really complicated because, it might make her happy, but it is partially socialized mm-hmm. into women in general to gain confidence or gain some sort of self-worth from how they look. So, like doing makeup, doing your nails, all these kind of ways to upkeep yourself and look good. They give you a positive feedback loop is what they do. Even like you're gonna like it because you're getting
positive results.
Exactly. Like they're saying, wow, you're so beautiful, your nails are amazing, this and this and this. Like that is what people notice about women a lot, and what they always talk about with women. I think it's always surrounding beauty in some way.
Yeah, and not that beauty is bad, but compared to more masculine traits, or not masculine, but traits of being confident and being logical and things like that, I feel like those are more important, not important traits, but those are more quality traits that we as a human species should all strive towards, not just being kind of shallow and focusing on just on looks that can fade away.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not necessarily advocating for a woman not wanting to feel beautiful or like beauty, like that's just, beauty isn't important. Like obviously beauty is important, but going back to socialization a bit, I was having a conversation with one of my friends a while ago, just about, he was a guy, and I was asking him like about his insecurities and stuff, and all of them kind of surrounded his abilities to do things. There was nothing to do with how he looked or stuff like that. And I think pretty much every woman I know, or so many women I know, including myself, could write you like a full essay of all of their physical insecurities before they even get to their insecurities about their abilities. So in that aspect, gender socialization is pretty bad. And that's just one kind of example. And I think there's a lot of socialization that goes into disempowering women, especially with how we're taught to be people pleasers and not stand up for ourselves a lot just because, you know, you don't want to impede on anybody.
That's interesting to know. I didn't, especially the insecurity about him and his capabilities. Was it more about wanting to be smarter and wanting to be more
like, oh, if he was good at basketball or things like that.
Yeah, meanwhile. Yeah, because most girls I talk to are not more ability-wise, but it's something that they'd like to change about themselves, or maybe their arms are not skinny enough or their face is crooked in some sense.
And honestly, it is framed as shallow a lot, women caring about how they look. But in my mind, I don't think it's shallow, because if that's what is kind of conveyed to us, is if that's something that's really valuable about us is how we look, we're gonna want to upkeep that and meet those expectations. So I don't think it's shallow necessarily. It's just
something that's
expected of us, so we want to deliver.
Yeah, at a young age, being socialized and being told that this is extremely important and you should take care of yourself and you should upkeep yourself, and we will value you. We will value you based on how you look. And so we all grow up with that. And it is a big problem that we individually are not, we're not capable of fixing it ourselves. But it's something to be aware of, that it's not bad to be caring about our looks and feeling shallow. It's just that it's a bigger socialization.
It's a structural
problem
issue
going out here. So that's nice to know. It's nice to know that you're not alone, especially, I feel.
It is nice to know you're not alone, but it's also kind of depressing to know other people, other women are feeling like this. And I think people love to criticize women who also are criticizing the patriarchy or any kind of gender socialization, and they're like, hey, you're still shaving your legs, or you're still doing your makeup, you're still participating in this kind of society that you're critiquing. But and they, like, people can say it's hypocritical. It's just really hard to break the cycle when
they're labeled as psychos. And
yeah, like, it's more like it's hard to break this cycle when humans are just generally, what's the word?
Conditioned?
Like, they don't want to step out of, like, any kind of norms, because they might, like, it's not safe there. Yeah, you don't want to, like, rebel as much. Like, you don't want to push against certain things because it keeps you safe. Yeah, in the status quo. And it keeps you safe in society, and breaking a lot of these gender norms can have negative things. So it feels safer just to keep playing into them, but you can still acknowledge that what is happening is wrong. And, like, there are ways to combat that for sure. Like how we were talking about, just the way that we express ourselves and the way that we talk can be changed.
Starting just small and things like that, and just spreading personal experiences as well is something that each one of us can do to kind of show the issue at hand and just spread some light on it. Because the first step of always finding a problem is just identifying the problem itself before addressing it. So at least we're at step one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too fond of the whole gender socialization and kind of getting the short end of the stick being obsessed more with the looks. And I personally would rather care more about my abilities and wanting to become a better person through my capabilities. But no.
Yeah, the thing is also, we've been talking about beauty as this kind of value, but it's it's not even a value, honestly. It's something that is attributed more to an object than a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even like, at least we have this, like, at least we have our beauty. Like, it's not like that. Women are objectified all the time, not even treated as humans a lot. And that's a pretty negative effect of, you know, gender socialization.
And I feel that women who are also not traditionally beautiful or pretty, that's not a good end of the stick as well, mm-hmm. kind of going off that, because I think most people would agree that they'd rather be very beautiful over being very ugly. Mm-hmm. But in our socialization, our gender socialization expectations, I feel like being an ugly woman specifically is very detrimental.
It's almost like the most embarrassing thing you can be.
Very embarrassing. Same mm-hmm. with men who are not as capable. Not as capable, but on the slower side or on the not as intelligent side. And they're also ostracized. And
I feel like they can ostracize other people, though, still. Like,
they still have other things that could probably uplift them. But that's saying for both ends of the sticks. It's not just those kind of people.
There definitely are two sides to it.
Yeah, because there's so many other things you can work on, because this is just the broad overview of socialization. Like, there's
we feel, because we're women, we can talk on it. And obviously, there's things
that
men go through, like, I don't know.
Yeah, they go through stuff.
Yeah, they go, like, not feeling like you can cry or, like, express yourself. Like, those are also things that are negative about gender socialization on men's side. But it is, I think, a bit more
easier for,
like, I think, I don't know, I don't want, I'm not going to compare right now, but
yeah, comparing, there's no, I don't think there should be any comparison. It's just equally bad, especially if you don't fit into the expected roles.
But I don't know if it's equally bad. No, that's what I was gonna make a comparison, saying
we'll that move one on is
worse
from,
than the other, but
before we say anything we don't want
to
say.
Yeah, I'm not going to. But I also, on that subject, that was not, we're not on the subject anymore, but we were, how DJ Coco was asking me, should we shame women who are more traditionally feminine?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. I definitely don't think we should shame women. But there are certain things, like, how about women who play into gender roles so that men will like them? Like, pretending to act dumb or clueless and just kind of perpetuating this harmful narrative themselves.
Right, of being very,
of just being, like, positioning yourself as inferior.
And
mm-hmm.
So it's the more negative qualities of feminine traits and projecting them so men will
not
like them?
Not even feminine traits, just trying to, like, make yourself look kind of unexperienced or...
Because I would say that being acting clueless is a very extreme form of being impressible. Which,
what do you mean impressible?
More impressible, I believe, is one of the more feminine considered. When I research a little online, whenever I search up feminine traits, impressible is
one
of them.
Wait, do you mean impressionable?
Impressionable? Yeah, probably. Okay, sorry. Okay, I can't speak English here.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, my...
Like, very,
very influenced, easily influenced, I feel like is acting clueless or dumb is similar to, not mm-hmm. very similar, but an extreme form of being
it
easily
is an extreme
influenced.
Form. And to make the man feel better about himself, so he'll like that feeling and then like you.
Yeah, so then he'll feel more masculine and I feel assertive, I feel dominant in this conversation mm-hmm. because you are acting so clueless.
Yeah.
No. I personally do not like that whatsoever.
Yeah, but then it's, how far can you stretch the argument where it's just, it's just a positive feedback loop. Like, she's only doing this because it's giving her benefits, but it is also kind of disadvantaging, like, all women.
All women for doing that?
Yeah, like,
yeah, you're setting us all back.
You're, like, stupider or anything, like, or lesser.
Yeah.
Just to appeal. Like, it's, you're, like, giving up a part of yourself just... But it's easy to say, because I don't feel like I do this. I might do this in different ways to get men to like me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just one thing. If we're talking about women playing a role in their own disempowerment, and I don't know, like, if this is the right subject to really focus on. Like, it's not the biggest issue that we're facing, but
mm-hmm. it's just something to notice.
Something to think about and notice, especially, yeah, if you do it out there, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, it's not true to you, but then you could also say the same thing about makeup, like, this isn't how women look, but you're true. Naturally, but you're still do, like.
But maybe, yeah, it's
probably. And I wear makeup, so.
Yeah, me too. It's mm-hmm. probably feeling insecure about the other aspects of their life that they feel that all they have to give is making a man feel better for themselves.
Maybe,
is
I
what
don't
I,
know.
I feel like, yeah, it's just a lack of other qualities, so they have to feed into the ones that they can do that will get them attention.
Maybe, but maybe they have all these qualities and they're still acting lessening them? Themselves. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
I've never met anyone like that particularly, mm-hmm. so I wouldn't know too much, but they're definitely probably people out there who try to do that. But
yeah,
but anyways. Moving on. Yeah, anyways, from that, would you notice any socialization in your own life, or do you feel that you are a product of social?
You
gender?
Go first, though.
Yeah, I had stuff to say with this, because I feel like I'm a prime example of gender socialization. Not unfortunately, it's just something that I'm aware of now.
Like, everyone is a result of socialization kind.
So. Yeah. For being a woman, my grandparents really pushed me into, when I was younger, they're both Korean, and so in South Korea, beauty standards are extremely high. Plastic surgery is one of the most normalized places in the world for South Korea. And so as a young age, I was always emphasized on, oh, how cute DJ Coco looks, or like
DJ Coco is looking so pretty today.
I know, it's like, be like, oh, it looks so beautiful in the picture and stuff like that. And as well, it's just reinforcing the fact that I felt that I had to keep uptaking my appearance from a young age, because it would impress my grandparents, and that's all I wanted to do, was like make my grandma feel happy.
You just want that validation.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my grandma's happy when I wear a nice dress, or when I maybe brush my hair. I'm like, okay, so maybe I'll just keep doing that. And so that's socialization.
Right there.
And same with they also wanted me to be smart as well, like go to a great school and have aspirations and things, but that was the one thing that really kind of stuck with me. And still to this day, my grandma's still like, oh, I love your dress, oh, you look so pretty today. And I feel terrible if she doesn't tell me I look pretty if I come see her. And it's things like that are continuing to my 20 years of age that I'm still kind of insecure, because I want my grandma to tell me that I look good.
Yeah, it sounds like a compliment a lot of the time, but then it never feels that good when you get it, but the absence of it is devastating.
Exactly.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you feel like you have any experiences with family or grandparents? DJ Star?
I think, yeah, definitely being a kid, it feels like, I'm not sure how boys are treated, but it does kind of feel like your body is just free game to be commented on, like, no matter what. So definitely that was, like, that's where a lot of insecurities stem, is just from adults, like, commenting on how you look, or even in a positive light, too. And then, like DJ Coco was saying, the absence of that is, you really are trying to strive to, like, always get that validation.
And it kind of stems into dopamine as well. We just want that hit. You just want it continually. And then when you don't have it, it feels hollow.
But even when you have it, for me, it feels hollow like much. Still. I just, I'm like socialized to want it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But with my family, not so much. It's just, I think just having the confidence in my own thoughts or opinions, I just don't really have.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see that too.
Yeah, I put a lot of emphasis on how I look. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different things I could talk about. Like, catering to men's feelings, I do a lot. That goes for everyone, not just men. I'll cater to people's feelings a lot, but especially to men, even like when they don't deserve it and when they're actually.
What do you mean by that?
Like, if they're being crappy to me and treating me badly, I'm still...
Oh, gonna still try to...
Like, I don't want them to feel bad necessarily. And I've been feeling that less and less. That was more when I was younger, but it's still... Like, I don't want anyone to hate me, you know? It's kind of like that thing. Yeah.
That's definitely being... I feel like that's socialization. Very prime example, too, of just wanting to be... Want to be pleasant to everyone and nurturing and empathetic and
yeah, all I don't want to make anyone mad.
Yeah, don't make anyone mad. But then the men, it doesn't matter because they can say whatever they want. They can be confident.
Yeah.
So,
and yeah. There's... And if you make a woman mad, too, it's kind of like, oh, what is she going to do about it?
Mm.
But as a woman, when you make a man mad, there is some sense of, like, what is... How is he going to... For me, it might be extreme, and this... I don't know, but it's like, how is he going to attack me in some way, like, verbally, or, like... Not physically, but yeah. In some situations, depending on the situation, it could be physically as well, if you're... rejecting somebody or doing something to make some like a man not like you.
Yeah, so you got to put yourself down to minimize the situation.
Yeah. How about you?
For me, I personally don't cater to men's feelings because I haven't been surrounded by many men in my life, nor have I had many guy friends. Honestly, I think I have about one guy friend and he's really chill. But it's... I never felt that particularly, but I feel like as I go more into university and more into the real world, I will definitely experience more interactions with men. And so that's something that I will have to be aware of. And I feel like I will probably be doing the same thing as you, especially with trying to minimize the situation. And
I just don't want, I like, in general, I don't want anyone to feel bad.
Yeah, but the thing
there's
is,
a certain limit.
Yeah, the thing is... We're changing that now.
Yeah,
definitely. We say what we want to say, and we're confident with it. And so that's something.
DJ Coco is hitting the table everywhere.
Yeah, at the table. Now. So that's something that I'd like to work on. I think we'd both like to work on is being more confident in our thoughts and ideas, and not trying to cater to anyone's feelings. But it's not being unempathetic, but it's that we are strong in what we believe in, and that we don't necessarily want other people's opinions to interfere with the strength behind our conversation or strength behind our thoughts.
Yeah, we're not going to compromise how we feel for somebody else.
So here's our transformation on air.
Yeah, definitely. But with the radio.
The radio just really helped a lot.
Yeah, and this whole conversation is stemming from something that our programming coordinator was talking to us when we did a little talk about our show. And
I feel empowered. I feel empowered. Even just being in radio, I feel like we both joined the radio station together here. Just a little backup because we've been at CJSF for about less than a year. It's been less than a year, but we're coming up to fall again.
September, October will be around a year.
Yeah, but we started last October. And honestly, initially, I didn't feel like I was good enough or that I had enough to speak about for the radio. And now just sitting here and having our own show specifically just makes me feel great. Like, why didn't we do this before? Why was I so scared?
And there's finally like a place where people are going to listen. And obviously you can choose if you want to listen to us or not. But there still is that sense of, well, maybe... my voice has some sort of place. Because a lot of times, like, in the real world, it kind of feels like, oh, I'll just, you know what, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't want to make people feel bad.
I don't want to, like, I don't know enough about it, or they might think I'm stupid, something like that. But here, it's just...
We get to do anything we want.
We get to talk about whatever we want.
And
maybe,
you have to listen.
Yeah, you have to listen.
Well, you can tune away, but... I'm telling you, we have great conversations. We're not afraid to
Every Tuesdays at 6 p.m., guys.
Promo. But
this whole thing is just a promo.
Oh, yeah, just entire promo for our show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, even just being in radio, I know that the radio is very male-dominated industry. So by having two women speak about issues like this is great for representation.
And especially young women, I feel like, as we... I'm 20. Yeah, we're both 20.
We're both 20.
There's... That's not a voice you hear a lot about, I think, in general, or that doesn't, it isn't given a lot of credit, at least.
Yeah. So thank you, Community Radio.
Yeah. Thank you, Community Radio. Thank you, CJSF.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for all, for you listening there.
Yeah. We're doing a little award speech right now.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for listening. He'll probably be listening later on. So,
thanks, DJ
Hi, Dad.
Coco's Dad.
Yeah. As we haven't been doing this for a couple months now, but but yeah, and just a stat for if you want to hear about the stat for radio being a male-dominated industry, because the actual top 100 radio show hosts, only 12 out of the 100 are women, and for all the top podcasts, 79% are men.
Yeah.
So
it is just a reflection of.
Yeah, some research to back off.
Our society, because everything is kind of male-dominated when you think about the movie industry or the music industry, any kind of these entertainment industries that is a reflection of our culture, they're all going to be super male-dominated because that is what our culture is.
So,
it is nice to have a space
voices.
And a voice.
Yeah.
Put it out there.
It is definitely more confident, more assertive place of putting our voices out there, which, we've both been kind of conditioned to minimize, don't say much, don't sound stupid, things like that. But we can go off and say whatever we want, and it's great.
Exactly.
Honestly, great. But, so other things that we can do and that you out there, if you'd like to more as a woman, particularly.
Or as a man.
Or as a man, yeah. As a man, too. This is just general confidence. I want to be more confident in my answers. I'm done with saying I don't know at the end of my
I think I've even been doing that this episode, too, but I...
Yeah, me too.
It's good to start this habit as soon as you can to actively think about avoiding these kinds of phrases.
And giggling. Mm-hmm. It just demimes... Undermines our answers, I feel. And that we did do a lot of giggling before, and it's still not necessarily bad, but we want to be more confident in our answers and what we're trying to say. So expect a little less giggling in the future, but we're still having fun.
We're not going to stop laughing.
Oh, yeah, no,
definitely not recommending.
No, we're going to.
This is the solution.
Yeah, the slumber party's getting a little bit more serious, but. Not always. We have good days, bad days.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I don't know, we're coming to the end, very close to the end of our show.
Yeah, we didn't get through many of our songs that we wanted to play, but that's okay. We had lots to talk about today.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a bit of a longer episode because
We're pretty passionate about
this topic. We're passionate about it. We could talk about it for a long time.
It's
very much we went through a lot of general ideas.
But I think
in the future we want to dive into it a bit more.
We're ending off because I'm ending school in about a week and Stella's at the station more. So we're going to have some pretty serious...
Exposed me.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
DJ Star.
Yeah, DJ Star.
Yeah, is at the station more. And so next couple of weeks we might have some pretty good topics, even better than today.
Yeah.
So come back.
Get ready, guys.
Yeah, come back.
It's coming.
But
next week or the week after. Just tune in every time.
Yeah, we're always here. Mm-hmm. Always here. But I think we're going to be doing a little discussion on Kamala Harris, if you want, and our opinions about the Trump presidency and the campaigns and the whole U.S. politics situation in the next little while. Because that's something that we want to say something a little more about. But I think that's all we have for today, and that's all we'll tell you for later on. So thank you so much for being here.
Next up is Revolution Rock at 7 p.m and then Bitcoover at 8 p.m with our music director Connor.
So thank you so much for sticking around, and we hope you have a wonderful day today.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.